me to come to order. It is Sunday, April 18th, 2010. We have a quorum to conduct business. Senator Egan is here, Senator Coghill, myself, Senator French. We have two bills before us today. Let's take up HB 36 by Representative Johansson. We have heard the bill. We have considered it. We've taken public testimony. Good morning. If you want to grab that, yeah, that's a good idea. And we've closed public testimony. Is there a motion?
We need to make sure to move
it. Oh, let's, thank you. This is backslash T Tango.
You need to move it.
We've never had it before us. Beg your pardon. If on I can get a motion to adopt the CS.
On 36?
Yes.
And that's the backslash
T
Tango.
Tango. Mr. Chairman, I don't have it here right now.
Now let's take a short IDs. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Back on the record, and still with HB 36 in front of us, and the CS, which incorporated three small changes we made during the last hearing, is in front of us. We need a motion to adopt that.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we adopt the CS backslash T.
Is there objection?
You may give me back my bill.
Hearing and seeing none, the Tango CS is in front of us. Do any members have anything from the bill sponsor? Nothing. Motion.
Mr. Chair, if I could.
Senator Wilikowski.
Any substantive changes in this version?
The one we have in front of us incorporated the selection of, it allows the presiding officers to select the standing committee to hear the bill if necessary during the session. Also clarified that the Lieutenant Governor can stream these hearings, the public hearings, to the internet or through radio, and change the word review to hearing.
Mr. Chair, I would move that the Senate Judiciary Committee move Senate CS for CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 36, Judiciary backslash Tango, out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, bills move from committee. We'll take a short at ease.
Thank you.
Back on the record, the next and last final matter before the committee this year is HB 381. We had a little snafu yesterday, and so I've got a series of procedural motions to rectify that problem. The first thing I would solicit is a motion to rescind our action in reporting the bill out of committee with the committee substitute.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we rescind the action of reporting the bill out of committee with the
The committee substitute. Is there objection to the motion? The motion carries then. We've rescinded our action. The second motion I would solicit would be rescinding our action and adopting the conceptual amendment.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we rescind our action in adopting the conceptual amendment.
Is there objection to that motion? Hearing and seeing none, we've stripped out the conceptual motion. That brings the bill back before us. I would solicit a motion to move the bill.
Mr. Chairman, just a question.
That's
the S version as we got it, true?
It should be the S version as we received it, yes. Backslash yes. Everybody agreed?
Yes.
Looks like we're all agreed. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we move CS for House Bill number 381 out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the bill is moved. With that, the Judiciary Committee comes to a close for this legislature. I want to thank the members for their hard... No more. for their hard work in Senate Wilkowski.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say I've been on this committee now for 4 years, and you've been the chairman, and it's been just a tremendous experience, and I want to thank you for your hard work, and I know you've put in a tremendous amount of time in getting these bills ready, and I've been very impressed with your leadership, and I think we've done a lot of good in this committee, and so I just wanted to thank you.
Thank you, Senator Wilkowski. Very kind. And Senator Cockle, you made a quorum for us many, many times, which is not always a minority trait. I appreciate it. And Senator Egan, final words?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank you for putting up with me, a layperson member of this Judiciary Committee, and appreciate the work of you and your staff on providing information and allowing my office to work with you. I really appreciate it, and it's been very congenial throughout the whole session, which I hear in this building is unusual.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cockle.
And yes, I first of all, and thank you. You have allowed me to not only engage, but you've been very generous in your staff time with helping me understand, you know, the issues coming before the committee and allowing me ample time to study them and argue them. So you've been very respectful, and I truly appreciate it. It's been good working with you. I will note, however, that the only time we had to rescind an action is when I was not here.
With that, we are adjourned.